Well, today I'd like to talk to you about L.T., Lawrence Julius Taylor, born February 4th, 1959, and born in Williamsburg, Virginia, 6'3", 237 pounds, the NFL 1981 first round, second pick in the draft. Went to University of North Carolina and played with the New York Giants from 1981 to 1993. Listen to these career highlights. Two-time Super Bowl champion, 10-time Pro Bowl, 10-time first-team All-Pro, NFL Most Valuable Player, Burt Bell Award, 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, NFL Sacks Leader, NFL 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, NFL 1980s All-Decade Team, New York Giants Number 56 retired, New York Giants Ring of Honor, Consensus All-American in 1980, and ACC Player of the Year. A career with 1,089 tackles and 132.5 sacks with 9 interceptions. One of his most famous plays was him breaking Joe Theismann's leg, which is something that I still haven't watched, because I just can't stand the thought of seeing that knee being bent the other direction. Lots of things come to mind. Many of the things that he was involved in with his controversial lifestyle during and after his playing career. He admits to using drugs such as cocaine as early as his second year in the NFL and was suspended several times by the league for failing drug tests. His drug abuse even escalated after his retirement, and he had been jailed 3 times for attempted drug possession. He's worked as a color commentator on sporting events after his retirement and pursued career as an actor. Huge amount of scrutiny, public scrutiny, especially in 2011 after he pleaded guilty sexual misconduct involving a 16-year-old girl. After Taylor had been put on trial, he was registered as a low-risk sex offender. All those things handed to him. Listen to this. Sometimes it's good to hear the words of the man. With the Super Bowl win, Taylor capped off an unprecedented start to his career. After 6 years, he had been named the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, NFL Defensive Player of the Year 3 times, first-team All-Pro, became the first defensive player in NFL history unanimously voted the league's MVP, and led his team to a championship. Listen to this. After the win, however, Taylor felt let down rather than elated. He said this: "When the Super Bowl was over, everyone was so excited, but by then I felt deflated. I'd won every award, had my best season, finally won the Super Bowl. I was on the top of the world, right? So what could be next? Nothing. The thrill is the chase to get to the top. Every day the excitement builds and builds and builds. And then when you're finally there and the game is over, and then nothing." You see, what Lawrence Taylor had completely invested in was football. That's why when it's over, he's done. He's got to pursue other things that will make him happy, other things that will fulfill that desire. What if he had put as much effort as he did into football into being a husband and a father, a mentor into people's lives? The same skills, the same desire, the same look, pursuit as he did with football. To do that, to say, how can I become the best man that I can possibly be? So that when my life is looked back on, people would go, yeah, he was a great football player, that's nice for a game, but he even did this more. It reminds me of a passage in the Bible, Matthew 7, beginning at verse 24. Everyone, this is Jesus talking, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. This is a man who lived to tackle people, to take people down, to have them fall down. And in his own personal life, instead of pursuing, instead of surrounding himself with those, because you know that he did study and homework, how can I be the best linebacker? How can I tackle? And instead said, after that's all said and done, even in the midst of it, I want to be a great man. What does that look like? Well, that means I don't go to the strip club. I don't hang around these guys that will pull me down. I will instead hang around people that will pull me up, that head me the right direction, that'll point toward what's best. I'm telling you, where are you at today? You may be successful in a lot of different areas. Are you successful in what really matters? Why don't you resolve today? I'm going to do that. I'm going to find a church that actually teaches the Bible, the rock that I can lean on, and I'm going to give my life to Christ. I can't stop these bad habits of mine. I'm making such bad decisions. I need help. Christ, please help me. I pray for LT. I'm glad he did well. I'm glad he made the Hall of Fame. But 100 years from now, what really matters? Pursue what matters.